imagine that there was a concert organized by the Crips and the Bloods in Los Angeles where they came out to hear, I don't know, Jay-Z and Snoop Dogg. And Obama and Romney took time out from their campaign to attend, and not only attend, they came up on stage. So imagine how weird that would be. Well, that kind of happened with the One Love Peace concert in Jamaica. I kind of set up that scenario about how weird it would be for criminals to organize a music concert that forced the attendance, the main guys running for president, on the Democrats and the Republicans. Well, that kind of happened in Jamaica with the One Love Peace concert, and there was pretty much a low-grade civil war going on between the left-wing People's National Party and the right-wing Jamaican Labor Party, and like always happens, it's the poor people who are the kind of cannon fodder for the elites. So some of these guys found themselves in jail, and they were like, well, you know, we're both in the same boat. Why are we killing one another when we could be organizing together for peace? So they called it the One Love Peace Concert, and they held it on a sacred day, April 22nd, 1978. That happened to be 12-year anniversary of when Haile Selassie visited Jamaica. So it was a great concert. People like Dennis Brown played, Jacob Miller played. The main two guys were Bob Marley and Peter Tosh. And if you've seen the movie that this is about, you see Bob Marley singing, and he brings Edward Seaga, who is the Jamaican Labor Party, the right-wing party, and Michael Manley, the People's National Party. So he brings them on stage, and those guys, he kind of like puts his arm around him, and those guys shake hands, and the look on their face is like price. They would rather like grab each other by the throat than shake each other's hand, but Bob playing the peacemaker. But the idea behind this for Peter Tosh was Peter also was very much more politicized than Bob's One Love Peace. Peter was lecturing from the stage, especially about wars in Rhodesia and Zimbabwe, places like that. And also, of course, about legalizing the seven leaf. So after that concert, the cops caught up with Peter and nearly beat him to death and broke his hands. So imagine, as I said in the beginning of the show, that a guitar player has his hands broken. There can be no more brazen attack against an artist than take away his ability to ply his trade. So we're going to introduce this now, Peter Tosh's entire set of the One Love Peace concert.